to know how you're going to control it. So her overnight stay was just right, and it meant that her control was achieved quite quickly. And her honeymoon lasted about the same time. I think mine might have lasted over 2 years, but hers, you could see her insulin demands increasing fairly rapidly after the second year. Apart from that, I suppose attitudes have changed I think there's more knowledge about, but having said that, I can still be stunned by people's ignorance. And of course, if you've got a condition and you know a lot about it, which you have to with diabetes, you just forget that people still think, oh, you must have sugar, must you? And that's about it. But Tasha's school, who were pretty grim to begin with, got a new head who got everything sussed and sorted and got her to give a presentation on it at school. I mean, that was so important, such a brilliant... It was a stroke of genius. It was an absolute stroke of genius, because she'd seen me injecting, and she'd seen, you know, diabetes could be a way of life, and we don't hide it. And we, you know, sometimes in a restaurant, I say, oh, I can't be bothered to go to the loo. Sod it. They didn't have to do it. They didn't have to look. I'm going to inject anyway. So she'd got the feel that she did. It was nothing to be ashamed of. And for God's sake, you know, children so badly need to feel that it's just a part of life and they don't have to be ashamed of it. But she'd had some very grim experiences at school, being told she couldn't be hypoglycemic because she hadn't been running around when she was nearly on the floor, being aggressive when she was hypoglycemic to the headmistress, and the headmistress going mad at her, and of course making it a thousand times worse. And she's a timid little thing, actually. So why the headmistress would think that there wasn't something wrong when this timid child told her where to get off, sort of thing. Quite ludicrous. So I'd had words with her about that. But it didn't improve. And then we got a new head who said... Oh, they didn't want to take her on a school trip either. That's right. Her teacher said, you know, he didn't want to be worrying about her at night, sort of basically, and perhaps I'd like to come as well. Well, that would have defeated the whole point. And so I stomped into the headmaster's office and promptly burst into tears. And he said, there, there. And the next thing you knew, Tasha was giving a the whole assembly, this little timid little girl, was showing them the equipment, how she injected. The whole class was standing up. The headmasters were saying, where's your pancreas, everyone? Point to your pancreas. And the whole assembly was pointing, usually in the wrong place, but anyway, to where they thought their pancreas was. And little hands were going up. People wanted to say things. And I suspect they wanted to say, my mummy's diabetic or my auntie's diabetic or something. He didn't take questions until the end. But Tasha had to ask some questions to see if the kids knew the answers. And they did. They had listened, and it was so, so good for her, and increased her confidence in all sorts of ways. And she's got wonderfully supportive friends who nag her and tell her off and support her and look after her. And that is, I suppose, a long, long way of saying things have changed. Because the people are around, the kids around, and their parents, and their preparedness to invite her around. I mean, all the parents know that she's been in a diabetic coma twice, which is another very dramatic business. And they know that's happened, and the ambulance has had to be called, and they still have her around at night. So that's a change in attitude. I can't say what it would have been like if I'd been a diabetic child 20 years ago, but certainly it wasn't something people knew very much about or gave you a chance to talk very much about, unless they were quite special, quite different.